ministry get together and have a worship time, and then we fellowship together as leaders so that we can have that time of encouragement and fellowship. And that I find is really great, because it's nice to know that the other leaders are sort of experiencing the same things you are, and you're not the only one feeling so inadequate.
You've probably noticed by now that New Song Community Church has a lot of task-oriented groups. For our third theme in these testimonials, we've asked Senior Pastor Hal Seed to comment on the special dynamics of task groups and what actually happens between their tasking.
What we have found in our youth as a church is more interaction takes place as a result of being part of what we call a task team, which is a small group that's dedicated to a task, because people need to call each other to get information, to plan things, and to organize. So at least in our first year, most relationships were built through being part of a team and getting together there. We're finding as a group progresses in its life, a caring group, then people begin to call each other just because they're friends. And so I think that's the second step along our trail. Task teams introduce people and give a chance, you know, they give them an excuse to talk to each other midweek. Care teams, over time, begin to fill the friendship needs that people have. So where a group meets during the week, its blood flows between meetings as they are building these deeper friendships, or in our task teams as they call and say, hey, do you have the curriculum ready for this Sunday? I'll do this, you do that, and oh, by the way, how's your son? I know he was sick last week. Those things give an excuse for folks to talk, particularly for men, because men don't really vibrate, at least in our environment, with picking up the phone and saying, hi, Bob, how are you? That's a little awkward for them. But the excuse of, you know, I want to talk to you about what we're doing on Road Crew this Sunday. Can you be there at 7:30? And then, by the way, you know, how's your life going? What sports are you involved in? That gives an easier entry for them there. As I've thought about this, our group meeting times, either our task groups as they get together to do their task, or our care groups as they get together to care in their 2 hours or whatever it is per week, is sort of like the lining of the coronary or capillary walls. That enables blood to flow through, back and forth, which is what happens during the week as people interact, now knowing each other and having a safe, structured place. Now they have the opportunity to talk midweek.
For our fourth and most in-depth theme of between meeting dynamics, we want to look at the role of the pastoral staff, both at the ministry leaders meeting and in one-on-one coaching. Here then is the exciting story of a woman who came to faith in Christ through a small group led by Lisa Madsen, and of the associate pastor who helped coach Lisa during the process. First, let's hear from Lisa, her version.